Blog Talk Radio.
Is very good off the bench,
and he will have to, Jake LaMont will have to really contain Sebastian Barros as this game goes on.
We pause now for our national anthem.
Here we go now for the start of the first quarter.
Curtis East actually looked very short in this game, only featuring 8 players. Now, Mark, it was a rather disappointing loss in the beginning of the season to Southern Christian, coupled by the absence of Jake LaMont. But the Surtees Storm have actually taken a few hits this year, not injury-wise, in fact, but players leaving the team. Kyle Coolidge, who was an impact player both last year and this year, as well as Amada Kawi, who was a recent and a newly promoted varsity member. Now, the Surtees Storm do not have a lot of depth, but what they lack in depth, they definitely have in fighting spirit. Now for their starting lineup, they have Jake LaMont, the point guard, the sophomore, and as well as the sophomore, Sir Givens, as the forward position. Shooting guard, Jacob Toby, number 23, the senior captain. Another senior captain, Hunter Woodbury. And then rounding out the starting five is Hunter's little brother, Cole Woodbury, at the center position. And here's a jump ball. And Cole Woodbury recovers, but the ball is immediately stolen by South Shore Christian with number 5, Luke Dagley, starting off. Luke Dagley hands over the ball to Nate Vasquez. Vasquez rolls it back out to Jalen Jones, the point guard. Jalen Jones brings it back out to Dagley. Dagley attempts a shot, no. Brings it back to TJ Vasquez. Vasquez tries the shot, no. Jacob Toy recovers the rebound and immediately starts sprinting up field with a fast break, and the ball is touched. Still Storm ball. Sasha Christian ball on the outside. Seemed to get away from Jacob Toy there. Mark, how valuable is Jacob Toy's ability to turn a possession for the Surtees Storm immediately into a fast break?
Well, you see, I was talking with Jake Lamont and Sora Gibbons the other day, and they saw that the team is actually playing its best when Jacob Toby is playing but not shooting, because he creates so much 2v1. He gets double-teamed a lot, where it opens up a lot of other teams.
Exactly, Mark. Very important player for this Surtees Storm squad. Certainly has to lead in every single game. Getting them to go. Here we have Jalen Jones trying the shot, and does not make it. The ball actually bounces over the top and out of bounds. Surtees Storm ball now. Jacob Toby bounces it out to Jake LaMont. And once again, the sophomore point guard, number 21, to start off. Jake LaMont assesses his options, chooses for Sora Gibbons, number 10. Sora back out to Hunter. Hunter goes to Cole down low. Cole tries the shot, fouled in the process. He'll go down for 2 for the free throw.
Great ball movement by East.
Mark, what would you say about the chemistry? We already discussed chemistry a bit between Cole and Hunter Woodbury. It always helps with their brothers, doesn't it?
It does. It seems, I think, we know that from our own experiences.
From our soccer ventures, I would have to say. Again, Cole and Hunter Woodbury. Cole, a sophomore, Hunter, the senior captain. Cole misses his first free throw, going for his second now. And scores in the second. Surtees East gets the first points on the board, 1-0, 6:43 left to go on the clock. Now Jalen Jones immediately raises up top to try to get it back, brings it back to Sebastian Ramos. Ramos swings it over to Jones again. The ball is not recovered by East, and now we have Jones back out in the front. Now Dagley goes for the ball, and no, more of an air ball. Jacob Toby recovers here. Good rebound there by Cole Woodbury. Now Jake LaMont is up now for the Storm. Brings it outside to Sora Gibbons. Sora Gibbons tries to pass to Jacob Toby, and he makes the layup for 2. Great outlet pass by Sora Gibbons to find Toby, and Surtees East is up 3-0, looking very good in the outside mark.
Yes.
So Luke Dagley on the ball at this moment. Luke Dagley tries to pass to Jalen Jones, and he is fouled on the shot by Cole Woodbury. Good foul to take, though.
You see, right now, number 10, Sora Gibbons, is covering Luke Dagley, number 5, Sasha Christian Academy's biggest scoring threat. They seem to be exchanging a few words. We'll see if that plays into anyone's game.
once you get to a team qualification for the Southeast Division State Tournament, one has to have a record of 500 or above. So Sturgis East, 3-5 right now, trying to get some more wins on the board. Now Jacob Toby recovers after a missed free throw by Vasquez. And the ref blows the whistle, believed to be a foul against South Shore Christian, so Sturgis Strong has the ball down low. Woodbury feeds it out to Cole, and no, Cole cannot complete the layup. But he's fouled in the process, and Sturgis Strong gets the ball back. Great hustle there by Woodbury.
Right now, Sturgis East is out-rebounding South Shore Christian 5-2. These second chance opportunities will matter.
Woodbury brings it outside to Jacob Cole. Jacob Cole sets it up and passes it out wide to Lutz. Lamont for Hunter Woodbury. Hunter Woodbury goes for three. No. Vasquez recovers now. Dribbles up field. Okay, puts for his option. Passes out wide to Jones. Jones now to Dagley. Back to Jones. Jones looking out wide now to Dagley again. Dagley again for Kessler. Kessler not a 7-3. Now goes. And no. Another miss for South Shore Christian. Not yet scored their first points right now. Sturgis East doing very well offensively and defensively. However, Kessler was fouled in the shot, and he will get two free throws. Excuse me, no. The ball is just out wide. The ref surmised the foul was before the shot. And the ball goes in for Vasquez. Vasquez bounces by two defenders and goes in for a nice, easy layup. Ethan Vasquez getting the first points on for South Shore Christian. Sturgis East 3, South Shore Christian 2 right now. 4:57 left to go. And Jake Lamont has the ball. Goes to Sturgis Gibbons tries the ball to Jacob Toby. He cannot get it. Vasquez recovers. Vasquez passes it out wide to Luke Dagley, who misses his 3. Jalen Jones tries to get the ball back, but no. He passes it back out, but Cole Woodbury is there to steal it. Now Jake Lamont on the ball, number 21 again, bringing it back up for the Sturgis East Storm. Lamont at a walking pace, doing very well with the transition here. Letting his team calm down. They've done well defensively. Now they just need to get a few more points. You have Hunter Woodbury in the ball. Back to Sawyer. Now back to Toby. So he tries to dribble by Jones. Looks for Robinson. Passes it back out wide to Jake. Jake to Hunter again. Hunter for three. Got them all! Hunter Woodbury, very good shooter. Has improved gradually every single year and is now an excellent player for the Sturgis Storm team. Now Jones back in the ball. Passes it out wide. Back to Vasquez. Vasquez almost bobbled it. Tries the outlet ball now to Jones, and Jones does score on a layup. That's 2 for South Shore Christian.
Scores 6-4 with 3 minutes and 53 seconds to go left in the first.
Jacob Lamont now the sophomore on the ball. Lamont looks to Jacob Toby now on the outside. Toby passes it as opposed to Cole Woodbury. Cole Woodbury tries to turn it. Defender cannot. Pass it right in the middle to Sora Gibbons, who is fouled on the shot for an and one. Sora gets another free throw. Excellent hustle there by Sora and Cole Woodbury.
Sturgis East having a very good shot selection, 3-for-4 on the day.
3:55 left in this first quarter, 8-4, Sturgis East. Looking to expand that lead to 6 with 2 free throws here. Sora gets it again.
I don't know what,
Luke Dagley on the ball now for South Shore Christian Academy. Dagley back out to Vasquez, who passes to Kessler. Kessler swings it back the other way to Jalen Jones. Jones back to Kessler. Kessler now to Vasquez. Vasquez wide open three. Cannot get it. Rebounded again by Kessler. Kessler now to Luke Dagley. Luke Dagley dribbles by Toby. Passes it out wide to Kessler. Ooh, does not get the ball. Hunter Woodbury recovers with the rebound. Jacob Toby now races upfield. Ooh. Hard foul there by Luke Dagley. And we'll get the ball on the outside. All right, Mark. Minutes in, how would you assess the...
I would have to say their hustle and being able to create second chance opportunities with their out rebounding has really helped them to their 5 in the first half. We'll see their lack of fouls. They have 1 foul to South Shore Christian's 3 fouls. And Jake Lamont almost made a 3.
Jake LaMotta attempted a three there. Hunter Woodbury was fouled in his rebound, and now he will get two as he attempted the shot. A lot of early fouls thus far for South Shore Christian. Been only a benefit so far for Sturgis East.
That's true. Sturgis East has gone to the foul or the free throw line 4 times today. We're about 5.
Woodbury now with the first. Did not sink that one. 2:41 left on the clock. 9-4 in Sturgis East's favor. Woodbury sets up for his second. Did not sink that either. Kessler rebound. Kessler looking for his options. Chooses to dribble it instead. Goes for the layup. Cannot get it. Hunter Woodbury with another key rebound there. And now we have Sorokin racing upfield. Sorokin stops. Passes it out wide to Hunter. Hunter tries it for the dribble and fouled again on the shot. Excellent ball penetration there by Sturgis East. And now they get 2 more free throws.
Cole Woodbury just 1-for-4 on the day for free throws. We'll see if he can increase his percentage on this one.
Cole Woodbury was on the junior varsity team last year. He's done very well to step up this year. Got the points there, giving Sturgis East double digits. Cole Woodbury now going for his second free throw. Once again, the sophomore, junior varsity last year, done very well so far for varsity this year. And sinks the second. 11-4 now, Sturgis East, 2:26 left to go. Now Kessler on the ball, passes it out wide to Jalen Jones. Back to Kessler, back to Jones again. Good ball movement here by South Shore Christian. Kessler looks to Vasquez. Now looks to Dagley. Dagley's doubled up. But the ref determines that it was a foul by Sora Gibbons while Dagley was trying to dribble away. South Shore Christian ball on the outside. So far, Sturgis East with just 3 fouls and South Shore Christian with 5. Now number 14, Jalen Jones with the ball. Jones back out wide to Kessler. Back to Jones. Jones goes for the loop shot. No. Hunter Woodbury again with a key rebound. Pass it wide to Jacob Toby. Good strategy here. Toby looks to Sorokin. Sorokin back to Cole. Back to Toby. Now Toby for 3. There we go. That's another one. Second 3 of the game for Sturgis East. First, Hunter Woodbury. Second, Jacob Toby. Good to get the momentum already. Sturgis East with a 10-point lead. Now Vasquez on the ball. Tries the 2 points. No. Hunter Woodbury, another rebound. Great defensive performance for him thus far.
That gives him 6 on the day.
Jacob Toby, 2-3 now, dribbling up the field. Dribbles by Jones. Dribbles by Kessler. Goes for the 2. And gets it.
Jacob Toby, very efficient from the floor today. 3-for-3 for 7 points.
TJ Vasquez dribbling up, dribbles by both Woodburys, goes out wide, and no. Fouled in the process by Cole Woodbury. South Shore Christian will get the ball on the line. Chauncey Palmer just subbed in. We'll try to toss the ball in. Toss it into TJ Vasquez. Vasquez jumps over Toby and misses the 2 again, but gets his second chance. 16-6 now in favor of the Storm. Still Jakey Lamont, sophomore, calmly dribbles it up. Weighs his options to Sturgis East, gets to move around. Jakey Lamont looks out wide at Cole, springs it out wide again to Toby. Toby doubles up on Kessler, now back to Cole, back to Toby. So he drives past it out wide to Sora Gibbons, back to Jake. Back to 2-3, 2-3 tries the shot, no, poor shot there. Kessler rebounds and goes up. Dribbles out wide. Decides to shoot it. Iffy shot decision there. Nonetheless, Cole Woodbury fouls him again. Second foul for Cole Woodbury of the day. And South Shore Christian gets an opportunity for 2 more with 34 seconds left in this first quarter. 16-6 once again in favor of Sturgis East. And he gets the first. Chauncey Palmer, once again, the player who just got that free throw, recently subbed in, the junior for South Shore Christian Academy, goes up for his second, and makes that as well.
Chauncey Palmer, now the leading scorer for South Shore Christian Academy with 4 points.
Jake Mott calmly dribbles up, 30 seconds left. Sturgis Storm trying to keep this sizable 8-point lead going into the second quarter. Back out wide to Sora Gibbons now. Gibbons to Jake Lamont. Lamont tries for Toby in the post. Toby dribbles by, goes for the loop. No. Bounces off the rim. Kessler rebounds. Kessler drives straight upfield. Looks out wide to Dagley. Dagley goes for three. Gets them all. Good shot there by Dagley. Now 7 seconds left. Sturdivant trying to see if they can get one more shot on the board. He'll be out wide. Jigglemont tries the buzzer beater. Cannot get it. After one, no. 16-11 in favor of Sturdivant. Jacob Toby, thus far, Mark, how has he been performing in leading the Sturdivant Storm?
Right now, Jacob Toby is the leading candidate to be this game's Hanoush Jewelers Impact Performer of the Game. 7 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist on 3 of 4 shooting. It really looks like he's being the game changer tonight. Second is Hunter Woodbury with 3 points and 7 rebounds. He has also been performing very well. These two seniors are the captains, and they are looking to really show an example for the young students here tonight.
To go along with that, Hanoush Jewelers is one of our proud sponsors. Hanoush Jewelers, family owned for more than 30 years, has built a reputation for providing exceptional quality and value with every purchase. Hanoush Jewelers has an unrivaled selection of bridal collections, brand collections, jewelry, and other special items to buy for your loved ones. Visit our local stores in Hyannis or Falmouth, or visit www.hanoush.com for more information. Hanoush Jewelers, a family business you can trust. Shout out to the Akali family, Mustafa Akali most notably, and Ahmad Akali, currently a junior at Courtesy. Their family runs the Hanoush Jewelers in Falmouth.
A little under a month away until Valentine's Day, Hanoush Jewelers, a great way to surprise your loved one.
Any interested listeners there, the Akali family is the family to go for that. Sasha Christian in the ball, starting off with his second quarter. Luke Dagley dribbles upfield. Dagley sets his options back out to Jalen Jones. Jones out wide to Palmer. Palmer goes for three. Excellent game so far by Palmer. He's been very good. 16-14 now in favor of Sturdivant East. Evan Palmer now number 5, the sophomore, recently subbed in. Oh no, loses the ball there though. Palmer gets the ball again, the layup, but he's fouled in the process. By Jake Lamont. Good foul that take by Jake Lamont, though, would have been a surefire layup. First foul in the game for Jake Lamont. No worries there, but Palmer has been a very, very dangerous player thus far for South Shore Christian.
Stuart Gibbons right now has shut down high scoring threat Luke Dagley to just 3 points, but with Stuart Gibbons only has 3 points of his own, he's been doing very well both offensively and defensively on the court.
Palmer sinks his first free throw. A problem with Sturdivant East this year, Mark, has definitely been their inability to hold on to leads. We saw it during West. They had the lead the entire game, and then they just gave it up at the end. Palmer does not get... Oh, no. But Evan Palmer gets the ball away. Palmer is called for traveling, though, so back to Sturdivant East ball. They did get the rebound, but then they lost the ball again. Now, we originally had a 16-6 lead, but Sasha Christian has been on a 9-0 run in between these two quarters, and they've done quite well recently. And Sturdivant East has to hold on to these leads. It's the only way they're going to really be able to compete for the state tournament.
That's true. I feel like Sturdivant East's endurance is going to be the real X factor as the season progresses, especially if they make it into the state tournament.
Hunter Woodbury now on the ball of the line for Sturdivant Storm. Passes it wide to Evan Talbert. Talbert back to Woodbury. Woodbury back up to the point of Jake. Jake drives right up the court. No, he's stuck. Just in his attempt to get the layup. Pass it out wide to Woodbury. Tries the three. No. Rebounded by TJ Vasquez. Vasquez back out wide to Kelsey. Now Vasquez again tries for the layup. Goes for the two. Cannot get it. Bounces off the rim. Vasquez back out wide to Kessler. Kessler now to Chauncey Palmer. Palmer goes for three. And gets it. Wow. Very impressive display so far by Chauncey Palmer.
South Shore Christian, 4-5 from the three-point line. Sturgis really has to block them from there.
Jake Lamont now on the ball, number 21 for the Sturgis East. Jake Lamont now for Hunter Woodbury. Hunter Woodbury tries the two and bounces right in. There we go. Finally, the Sturgis East get their first point in the second quarter. Now 18-all. Kessler starts off the ball for South Shore Christian. Passes out wide to Dagley. Dagley dribbles right in. And no... declines to go out wide for number 15, Colin Dowd. Dowd misses on his shot. Goes back out to Vasquez. Vaz goes to Dagley to regroup. Passes out wide to Chauncey Palmer. Back to Jalen Jones. And tries to attempt the outlet pass, but it's deflected by Woodbury. Still South Shore Christian ball here. 18-all once again. South Shore Christian Sturdivant East here at the Hyannis Youth and Community Center.
Sasha Christian doing very well with ball security. They only have one turnover so far in this game.
Number 32, the captain, Nate Vasquez, tries the shot. No, Hunter Woodbury, excellent rebound again. Back to his brother, Cole. Cole out wide to Jake LaMotte. Jake LaMotte tries to drive right to the hoop. No, passes out wide to Sora Gibbons. Gibbons tries the three, too short. Evan Tubbert gets the rebound, though. Tubbert back out to Hunter Woodbury. To LaMotte. Oh, great 1-2 between LaMotte and Cole. LaMotte cannot finish, but Evan Tubbert gets the two. Great impact play there by Evan Tubbert. That's an important point here for the Storm. This game looks to be very back and forth now. Nate Vasquez on the ball, 32, passes way back out wide to Chauncey Palmer. Palmer tries the three, cannot get it there. Well, a little bit of clumsy they play there by Sturtis East. Seemed to have had the rebound, but no, bounces off Tubbert's hand. Once again, South Shore Christian ball, 20-18 in favor of Sturtis East. 5:21 left to go on the clock for this second quarter. Now Vasquez gets the ball out wide. Vasquez passes down low to Palmer. No, Palmer declines to go to Kessler. Kessler bounces abroad and no, misses the two. Hunter Woodbury again. Woodbury on the ball now for the Storm. Woodbury passes back. No, the ball is stolen by Vasquez. Goes to five, Dagley, and Dagley sticks it.
Evan Tarbert on defense there. He's really going to have to step up right now that Jacob Tobey is on the bench.
Now Jake LaMotte on the ball for the Sturtis East Storm. Jake LaMotte dribbles by Kessler, almost loses the ball, recovers quickly, and is able to pass that wide to Sawyer Gibbons. Sawyer Gibbons cannot sink the shot, and CJ Vasquez again with a rebound. Vasquez has been very important in that endeavor, the Sturtis Storm. Now Vasquez out wide to Paul Dagley. Paul Dagley bounces right in, goes for the two. No, another rebound by Hunter Woodbury. Excellent. How many rebounds is that for him, Mark?
That is 9. That is one short of double digits.
That is a true statement, Mark. Mark, a very excellent math student here at Sturtis East.
I do take Algebra 2 and Trigonometry.
No sign of count, that's for sure. Hunter Woodbury now on the ball. Tries the 3. No, too short again. But, oh, almost a rebound there by his brother Cole. TJ Vasquez is able to get the ball back, however. Chauncey Palmer now on the ball. Goes out wide to Kessler. Kessler dribbles for Vasquez for 3. No. Cole Woodbury in the rebound. Jake LaMotte now gets the ball from Cole Woodbury. Jake LaMotte settles down. 3:48 left to go. 20-20 between both teams now. Jake LaMotte shakes off one defender, but his pass is a little bit errant. Paul Dagley tries to go for 3 immediately in the jump, and the ball is recovered again on an offensive rebound by TJ Vasquez. Sawyer Gibbons, good hustle there to try to battle it out with Vasquez. Vasquez, though, the stronger and the taller one, still maintains possession. Now the ball outside with Chauncey Palmer. Palmer currently with 6 points, the leading scorer for South Shore Christian. Palmer bounces it to TJ Vasquez. Vasquez climbs the quick 3, passes back out wide to Palmer. Palmer is an easy jumper for 2 and sinks the shot. Sturtis Storm has to do better, Mark, defending Chauncey Palmer, who's already looking like the most dangerous man for South Shore Christian.
It's true. The score is 22-20, South Shore Christian.
Uh-oh. Now, Sawyer Gibbons, ooh. Jake LaMotte tried to pass to Sawyer Gibbons, but Chauncey Palmer did a very good job defensively, not only offensively, tried to take the ball back. Sturtis East calls timeout.
Chauncey Palmer, 11 points on the day. He's doing very well and very efficient from the floor. South Shore Christian as a whole has also been more efficient on the three-point arc than Sturtis East.
Sturtis East cheerleaders in full voice currently during this timeout. And this timeout allows us to shout out our newest sponsor, Honeydew Donuts. Honeydew Donuts located in Dennis and Hyannis. Honeydew Donuts is starting a new discount for all Sturtis students, both faculty and staff, 10% discount on all your purchases for Honeydew Donuts, students, faculty, employees. So stop by Honeydew Donuts, 31 Main Street, Route 28 in Dennisport, or 313 Iano Road in Hyannis. All you need to do is show your student and faculty ID, and you will receive a 10% discount.
You know, Kevin, I do not know why anyone would not want to take that discount. No pun intended.
Well, that is a horrible pun, Mark. I do not know.
Good thing it was not intended.
Mark Agostinelli, famous for his pun game at Sturtis. That one may not have been one of his best puns, but that's all right. We'll have to learn from that here. Sturtis East now on the ball. What? Jake LaMotte, number 21 in the sophomore.
Seven.
Well,
Lamont dribbles by Kessler. Maybe goes for the jump shot. No, he finds goes for the pass to Woodbury. Woodbury tries the layup. Tough layup to make. No.
I haven't been counting.
Dylan Jones gets the rebound. Dylan Jones, number 14, stops. Passes to Dagley. Dagley tries the three. Did not get it, but it's rebounded by Kessler. Kessler gets the two there. 24-20 in favor of South Shore Christian.
How do you know?
It was 16-16. He scored the game heavy.
Jake Lamont now on the ball for Surtees Storm. Dribbles that out wide. No lanes open there. Now goes open for Toby. Toby tries the two. Bounces right out. Great attempt at a recovery by Cole Woodbury. Appears to be fine there, even though he fell.
Surtees 2.5 minutes without a bucket.
Not doing well so far. Jacob Toby has recently just subbed in, though. Looking to make an offensive impact, as he has already with 6 points thus far. Jalen Jones starting off in the ball as the point guard. Pass it out wide to Chauncey Palmer. Already the danger man here. Palmer is called for travel. Surtees ball once again. Surtees has to capitalize on these opportunities. They have not done well. They've already given up a sizable lead. They were in the lead for quite some time during the first quarter with 10 points. Stuart Gibbons now races upfield and is fouled in the shot. He'll get two. Once again, the last game versus Cape Cod Academy, Surtees East had a thrilling win, 58-55. Jacob Toby, the senior captain, scored 21 points, along with the buzzer beater three to win it all for Surtees East. Cape Cod Academy, arguably the best, if not the second best team in the Cape and Islands League this year. A lot of talented players, being Johnny Hatem, Henry Zezzi, among others. Jack Massari as well, a good three-pointer. So that was a very important win for Surtees East to get that. Sorry Gibbons misses for his free throw, goes for his second, and makes the second.
Sorry Gibbons, 4 points on the day, 1 of 2 for free throws, and 1 of 3 from field goal attempts.
Surtees East now just down by three. Paul Dagley goes out wide to Chauncey Palmer. Palmer assesses his options. Goes for Dagley again. Dagley tries to drive right up the middle. No, just is able to get back out wide. Good defense there from the Storm. Kessler on the ball now for South Shore Christian. Kessler tries the jumper. Hunter Woodbury steals it from him. Excellent defensive display there by Hunter Woodbury. Jake Lamont tries the fast break. Goes back out wide to Tauber. Tauber tries the two. Poor shot there. Jalen Jones, excellent dribbling there.
Given the score.
Score is 24-21, South Shore Christian leading with 1 minute and 37 seconds to go in the second period. Surtees East has 7 fouls, while South Shore Christian has 6.
That's definitely a testament to the fact that South Shore Christian has played a much better game in this second quarter, Mark. They were well ahead of East in fouls in the first quarter, but it's much more even game now, and we have Chauncey Palmer going for his first set of
Chauncey Palmer.
25-21 now, excuse me, Mark. 25-21 now in favor of South Shore Christian. 1:37 left to go. Palmer going for a second.
Chauncey Palmer with 13 points on the game. We'll see if they move Sawyer Gibbons, their best defender, to man cover this man instead of Luke Dagley.
Minute 30 left here. 26-21 South Shore Christian. Jake Lamont at a walking pace here. Breaks the lane open for Jacob Toby. Jacob Toby tries right through and he is fouled on the shot. Toby down to the ground, though, seems to be fine. Jacob Toby, usually a very durable player, unfortunately experienced a season-ending injury in the 2014 soccer season that kept him out for quite some time, including the beginning of the preseason for basketball. Now, he's been able to maintain his health, but his hairline fracture, which he hurt his knee, is still a worry. Toby gets his first free throw.
That is his 8th point of the day.
Keep giving the score.
22-26 now. East down by 4. Trying to cut the lead, and the deficit, rather, to 3 with Toby's second free throw. James Toby, number 23, once again, the senior captain. And he's able to get like, automatic there on the throw line. Jalen Jones is the ball for South Shore Christian Academy. 23, South Shore Christian. Jones back to Kessler. Back to Paul Dagley. Dagley is doubled up, but dribbles by both. Tries the floater. No, Hunter Woodbury again with a rebound. Hunter Woodbury, phenomenal defensive rebounding display here. Sorgibus tries the fast break. No.
Kessler gets the defensive rebound here. Kessler dribbles up right by Jake Lamont. Goes right past Woodbury, but no. Great defensive block there by Toby to stop the two. Toby reaches upfield, drives right at the middle. Oh, behind the back pass, Evan Tolbert. Tolbert goes for two. Rajon Rondo there for Jacob Toby, showing a little fair on the court. The 36 now just down by one. 26-25 in favor of South Shore Christian. 35 seconds left. Paul Dagley now on the ball for South Shore Christian Academy. Dagley sprays it out wide to TJ Vasquez. Vasquez apparently called for travel. Back with Sturgis East.
Jacob Toby, through either scoring or assisting, has accounted for 15 of Sturgis East's 25 points.
That's what you need to see here, Mark. Closest thing to a superstar that we have for this sports program, especially the basketball program. Jacob on here, number 21 on the ball, the sophomore. Sturgis East once again down by one. 20 seconds left. Lamont is almost tripped in the leg by Paul Dagley. Seemed to be a weird attempt at a foul there. And number 15 for South Shore Christian, Colin Dowd, now comes in. Jay Lamont once again, number 21, fouled in the process. Sturgis East gets the ball on the outside with 20 seconds left, down by one. South Shore Christian winning 26-25. Jake Lamont now on the ball for Sturgis East. Lamont looks around, sees Toby on the outside. Toby holds the ball for Hunter Woodbury. Hunter Woodbury looks around, back to Gibbons, back to Lamont. Lamont back out wide to, no, he's doubled up. Oh, tries for the three. Awkward shot there. South Shore Christian recovers. And that is the end of the half. Neither South Shore Christian nor Sturgis East was able to attain a point at the end. Here we are going into the third quarter at this half. South Shore Christian up by one, 26-25. After a 10-point lead by Sturgis East, they surrendered all that lead, and now they're playing a better game, but in the beginning of that second quarter, Mark, they definitely lost a lot of their momentum.
That's true. That may be a testament to the team's lack of seniors. They don't have enough energy and endurance to really play a full four quarters, but we'll see if they can come out of the gate strong in third quarter.
Sturgis recently graduated 8 of their seniors last year. While chemistry may be stronger than teams this year, one of the things that Jacob Toby and Hunter Woodbury have both noted through the Sturgis Storm Radio is that there definitely is a lack of experience in some aspects for this team. Now, granted, some of the ways that they've been able to overcome that has been that youthful exuberance and that youthful energy. However, their ability to close out games may or may not be better this season. We'll have to see. With 8 games left and 8 games already in the books, it'll be very important for Sturgis East.
Liam Prendergast and Carter Otis have yet to come off the bench. We'll see if they make an impact in the second half.
And we'll get back to you after the break here. Short break right now. Once again, South Shore Christian leading 26-25.
Everybody giving them guest spots and stocks through the roof. I heard he's from what Death got. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. They call him Ryder, he's sick and he's spitting fire and Mike. Got him out the dryer, he's hot, found him in Fort Minor with top, but a f***ing nihilist porcupine. He's a the type women wanna be within. Rappers hope he gets 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, his is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of that comes out of this kid's throat. He's not your everyday on the block. He knows how to work with what he's got, making his way to the top. He don't think it's a common on his name. People keep asking him, was it giving that birth or just a stamp on that? But no, he's living proof. Let him rock in the booth. He'll get you buzzing quicker than a shot of vodka with juice. Him and his crew are known around as one of the best. Dedicated to what they do and give 100%. Forget Mike. Nobody really knows how or why he works so hard. It seems like he's never got time because he writes every note and he writes every line. And I've seen him at work when that light goes on in his mind. It's like it's a sign that's written in his head every time before he even touches the key or speaks in a rhyme. And those other fellas he runs with, the kids that he signed, ridiculous without even trying. How do they do it? 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. Yeah. Fort Minor, M. Shinoda, Styles of Beyond, Ryu, Chuck Beer, Machine Shop.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody. Power.
translation with a whole f***ing nation. They say I was the abomination of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God, now I'm killing this.
We are now back, still a minute and a half left to go in this halftime. We are now presenting Kevin Nicolai, our head statistician here at Twitter Storm Radio and the statistician for Twitter Disease. Kevin is going to give us the current stats so far from this past first half for Twitter Disease.
So our biggest score tonight is Jacob Toby with 9 points, and then followed by Hunter with 5 points, and then Sawyer Gibbons with 4, and Kevin Tauber with 4.
Kevin Nicolai, very good soccer player back in his day, currently a junior at 30th, unfortunately underwent a concussion diagnosis, correct? In your sophomore year or freshman year?
No.
Hasn't been the same since. Athletically wise.
We still love him.
Actually, personality wise, he's still a great kid. Helping us out here on the sidelines. Very valuable in soccer as well, along with Japanese. 3 seconds left now in this halftime. And I will now use this time to shout out HYTC, which generously gives us the access to these facilities. Hyannis Eastman Community Center features state-of-the-art accessible facilities for a variety of recreational programs and special events, competitive sports organizations, after-school activities, and opportunities for the community at large to foster educational excellence and physical growth across all generations. We're now back in the third quarter. South Shore Christian leading Fraternity by 1, 26-25. Starting 5 right now for South Shore Christian, just the way they started off, just with the chance of Chauncey Palmer at an excellent first half. 13 points. Luke Dagley, number 5. TJ Vasquez, Kessler, and Jalen Jones. Along with Chauncey Palmer around us. Starting 5 for the 13th Storm. Now Jake Lamont starting off the ball with Colton Woodbury, brother, Sawyer Gibbons, and Jake Silver. So he sees the ball on the outside. Gibbons passes it out to Toby. Toby has some option. Shoots the dribble. No. Back out wide for Hunter Woodbury. Hunter Woodbury goes to 3. No. Jalen Jones gets the rebound. Jones back out to Dagley. Dagley dribbles it out wide. Tries for 2. And to not get it, the rebound is made by TJ Vasquez, who's pushed off the ball by Cole Woodbury.
Where are all the balls?
Good defensive hustle there by Cole. Able to get the ball back. The ball bounces off TJ Vasquez. Score is 26-25. South Shore Christian Academy is leading with 7 minutes and 32 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Jake Lamont on the ball now. Lamont leaves it off. Sawyer Gibbons. Back to Toby. Toby tries for the 2. No, too short there on the shot. Dagley recovers. So he stops short. Tries to go for the 3. No. Much more great again with a rebound. Well, that's double digits for him now.
That gives him 12 on the day.
Lamont now the point guard for 30 feet. Lamont out wide to Toby. Toby tries a 3. No, once again a short shot.
Excuse for that break. Paul Dagley now on the ball for Sasha Christian, number 5. Dagley covered by good pick there by Kessler. Kessler back out wide to Jones. Back to Kessler. Kessler fakes, back out wide to Jones again. Jones tries the 2, and is able to sink it. Nothing but net there for Sasha Christian. 28-25 now with 6:38 left to go.
The lone bright spot on Sturgis' defense has been Sawyer Gibbons, number 10, who has held high-scoring threat Luke Dagley to just 5 points today. His pre-game ritual of eating an omelet with steak and cheese before as breakfast has really helped for... or clearly, apparently, for this game.
Tracy's now on the ball after a brief timeout there. It appears that there was a jacket on the floor. Referee now handing the ball to number 23, the senior Jacob Toby. And he passes the ball out to Jake Lamont. Lamont, number 21 now, gives the ball to Sawyer Gibbons. Oh, no, Gibbons! The ball is stolen away by Dagley. Dagley tries for the 2 and gets the ball as well.
That
30-25 now in favor of South Shore Christian. Tough, tough defensive display there by the Warriors. Rough foul there by South Shore Christian. Toby tries to dribble up and goes for the shot. We'll get two free throws. Hard foul. 30-25 still.
South Shore Christian has only two turnovers, while Sturgis East has seven turnovers. That is something they really have to control if they want to win in this game.
Jacoby, number 23. Currently with 10 points. Goes for number 11 and takes it. Very automatic there on the free throw line. Sturgis has not used their substitutes that often. Granted, they only have three. Liam Prendergast and Harvard and Carter Odom on the bench. Toby sinks his second now. 30-27 favors South Shore Christian. Dagley races upfield. 6 minutes left to go. Dagley out wide to Jones. Jones back to Vasquez. Vasquez goes to Dagley. Dagley tries for the two. No. Good rebound there by Vasquez. He's fouled and he gets two more.
Sturgis East 27, South Shore Christian 30. 5 minutes and 52 seconds in the quarter of the third. Jacob Toby, 11 points on the day. He has double-digit scoring every game this season.
Vasquez
really,
misses his first play.
Really showing
the
example.
But I need to
sit
down. My knees hurt.
Vasquez going for a second. Makes that. South Shore Christian extends the lead to four. Now Toby quickly tries the fast break. Holds up the ball, passes back to Hunter. Oh, Hunter almost losing the ball. He'll get it before.
Great hustle play by 32, but not what Sturgis East fans want to see.
Bad pass there by Hunter.
And
he's
digging them out.
Stop the shot. No, it's actually not a foul. The ref agrees with Sturgis East that they just knocked the ball right out of bounds. Sturgis East has to do better diminishing these turnovers, though. There's been way too many turnovers, both in the first half and already in the second half.
That's true. Jacob Mott rolling his head seems to be in a little fatigue. We'll see how that plays out this quarter.
Hunter Woodbury misses the layup there. Kessler gets the rebound. Kessler drives right upfield. Goes for a tough two there. Turns out, Toby, excellent dribbling display right there. Dribbles by all five and then goes right to Cole Woodbury for an easy two. No, Cole Woodbury cannot get it. And Toby knocks down the two.
Jacob Toby, 13 points on today. He is working harder than a single mother on three part-time jobs.
That is the second weirdest thing you've said all day, though. Kessler now on the ball for South Shore Christian. 31-29. South Shore Christian.
I don't know.
Vasquez goes to the super pass from Kessler, and he will be there. South Shore 3-29 now. 4-4.
I don't. I hope not. Because
South Shore Christian, 21 points in the paint.
Like it.
Jigamon now walks it up, passes to Kobe out wide.
Like
going back to Jigamon, great 1-2 there. Hunter Woodbury down the hole. Definitely fouled there by TJ Vasquez. Hunter Woodbury goes to the line again. A lot of fouls in this game. Not the cleanest and most free throw long game you've ever seen.
Well, you see, what the South Shore Christian Academy coach has noticed is that so far, Sturgis East has only been 43% from the free throw line. So if they can limit their three-point attempts and keep them on the free throw line, they have a better chance of limiting Sturgis East's points.
Woodbury just misses.
Woodbury is a huge
spins right off the rim for his first free throw. Jacob Toby actually looking over us right now, probably trying to see how the broadcast is doing. As Hunter goes for a second free throw. And the ball is up. Toby almost gets the rebound, but no, it's rebounded by Kessler. Dagley on the ball now. Dagley out wide to Kessler. Kessler tries to bounce it back. No, swings it out wide. Back to Dagley. And swings it out wide again. Good ball movement there. And Vasquez drives the ball in and goes for the layup.
Vasquez has scored 6 consecutive points for South Shore Christian.
Sturgis is really struggling defensively to hold off TJ Vasquez in the third quarter.
So anything
gives the sophomore on the ball now. Jacob Toby, number 23. Comes to Hunter Woodbury and the Hunter Woodbury in the post. Tries for the two.
Why didn't Kevin just stay there last
No.
game?
No.
You were cut
well.
In half.
Oh, almost with the steal.
No, but I'm saying why.
Dagley recovers, goes for three.
Woodbury every time.
Five, gets them all. 38-29 now. South Shore Christian. And timeout called by Coach Kennedy of 32. Marco. And I feel like that timeout should not have been and falls so late. I mean, Sturgis East, they've been losing the third quarter for quite some time.
It is now a 9-point deficit for Sturgis East as they deficit now.
The timeout will remind you once again, Honeydew Donuts are proud sponsors. All students, faculty, and employees of the Sturgis East community will be able to have a 10% discount on Honeydew Donuts in their local stores in Hyannis and Dennisport. You'll get a taste of donuts or some coffee. Honeydew Donuts, 10% discount for all members of the Sturgis East community.
One thing we've noticed is in South Shore Christian, one different player has stepped up each different quarter. In the first, it was Chauncey Palmer with 10 points in that quarter.
Chauncey Billups?
Luke Dagley really blew up in that quarter. And right now, it seems to be Nate Vasquez with 7 points already in this third quarter. We'll see who steps up for Sturgis on the bench.
Me. Sturgis East on the ball now, 38-29 in favor of South Shore Christian. Underwood tries to go for the two. Good play there. Good play there by the senior captain. He'll be able to go to the line again.
Hunter Woodbury about to attempt his fourth and fifth free throw attempts for the game.
Woodbury, number 14, played in JV his first 2 years. Very good player last year as a junior. Called up during his sophomore year, and every single year he's gradually developed a more complete and more impactful player.
Is it going?
Luke Dagley now on the ball for South Shore Christian. Billy Carby Sorgum is Dagley. Swings it out wide to Chauncey Palmer. Chauncey Palmer bounces inside. Goes to Kessler.
Great steal by Sorgum.
Oh, no. Sorgum cannot recover after the first good steal. Dagley now to Vasquez. Vasquez travels back in. Goes for Chauncey Palmer. The three? No. Toby recovers now. Toby races right up court.
Great ball handling by Jake.
Kessler two. Oh! There by Toby.
Score is 32-38. Sturgis East only down by 6 with 3 minutes in the third quarter. Plenty
Toby
of time.
Artfully shields off both defenders to get the two there. 38-32 now South Shore Christian. Kessler on the ball now for South Shore Christian. Kessler looks around, swings it out wide to Chauncey Palmer. Chauncey Palmer back to Kessler. Kessler tries for the two and gets the winning switch. 2:45 left to go in this third quarter. 40-32 in favor of South Shore Christian Academy. Jalen now passes to Sorgum, and Sorgum tries to dribble right up, goes to the down low to Hunter Woodbury. Hunter Woodbury is able to recover, kind of bobbling it. Oh no, Sorgum, tough pass to try to make there. The ball is stolen away, and Jalen Jones able to recover and gets the two. Sturgis East is having a really, really tough time right now controlling the ball, doing very poorly with turnovers. Toby now tries to the two, get his team back in his line. No.
South Shore Christian on an 8-4 run.
Dagley now on the ball for South Shore Christian. Cannot stick the three.
Sturgis East now gets the ball because of an over the ball on the foul by Nate Vasquez.
42-32 now. South Shore Christian. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Jake Lamont, number 21 on the ball now. Jake Lamont, start giving this down low to Cole Woodbury. Cole Woodbury tries the two. No, appears to be fouling the shot. He'll go on the line. A lot of fouls in this game, but unfortunately not a lot of production in the free-throwing regular game for Sturgis East. They had to resort to just getting those free-throwers, Mark.
That's true. It's under 50%. Cole Woodbury takes the first shot, and he makes his attempt. He is now 4 of 6 free-throw attempts on the day, with a total of 6 points.
Sturgis East down by 9. 1:54 left to go in this third quarter. 42-33. If I were all, there we go. Great idea by Coach Kennedy. As Silvery misses his free throws, Coach Kennedy has decided to sub in Liam Prendergast, the student council president of Sturgis East. Great kid, great leader, and has certainly become a good basketball player in his senior year. And meanwhile, Nate Vasquez gets a three there to extend the lead to 12.
Nate Vasquez, 9 straight points for South Shore Christian. He's really going to have to be shut down by this team.
He's trying to regroup now. Toby calling the play now, leading the group. Hunter Woodbury, such a good pick for Toby. Back to Hunter Woodbury, and goes, just misses a three there.
Jacob Toby's great ball handling created a very good opportunity for Hunter Woodbury. As Parth Patel said it best on senior night in the game against West, Jacob Toby is really showing his true colors today.
The so-called Toby time has already been put into effect this year in East Wind against Cape Cod Academy, is most famously Jacob Toby's last-second layup against Southbridge in his freshman year to really rise his name and start him into the books and the history records of Sturgis East.
Great hustle play by number 3, Chauncey Palmer, to deflect the pass out of bounds. However, it is still Sturgis East ball. Evan Taubert will take the inbounds, and Sora Givens will receive.
Givens now, number 10. Looks around, passes out wide to Jake Lamont. Jake Lamont drives right, goes back out wide to Sturgis East for the 3. Short again. Sturgis East struggling now. Oh, great rebound there by Cole Woodbury.
Cole Woodbury, 8 points in the game. Doing very well, very efficient.
That's what Kennedy must like to see from Cole Woodbury, being the big man right there, doing exactly what he has to do, rebound and get the easy 2.
Big man on campus, big man on
the
field.
Kessler tries for the 2. No, Liam Prendergast, number 44, with a rebound there. Liam Prendergast, great charisma too, not only for his basketball ability. Oh no, Jake Lamont tries to dribble by, but Chauncey Palmer steals the ball right away, gets the easy 2. 47-35, South Shore Christian.
Chauncey Palmer, that is his 4th steal of the day.
Hard to believe, Mark, that South Shore Christian was down by 10 in the first quarter. Good 1-2 pass there from Jake Lamont and Palmer. Back out wide to Liam Prendergast, cannot sink the shot, but no! Who misses the 2. Kessler now gets the ball for the layup. Oh, wow. Skill check there by Kessler. Almost a Kareem. And as the third quarter sounds off and we head into the fourth quarter, it is 49-35 in favor of South Shore Christian. We'll get back to you right after the break. Now we're back at the start of the fourth quarter, currently 49-35 in favor of South Shore Christian. Liam Prendergast still in. One of my good friends here at Sturgis East as well.
We'll see how Sturgis fares right now with Jake Lamont on the bench. Jake Lamont, one of the greatest point guards in Sturgis history.
Well, I mean, there weren't too many point guards in Sturgis history. Still a young basketball program, but I guess by that measure you can say that.
Certainly. Score is now 51-35 with South Shore Christian having a 16-point lead in the game.
Oh, Evan Taubert tries the 3. No, too short again. Sturgis East really struggling with their ability to essentially just have the right range for their shots. Poor shot decision, especially in the second half, Mark.
Sturgis East 7 of 8 on their 2-point jumpers, but just a 2 of 10 on from the 3-point line. It's really not doing well in this game, and it's really attributed to their 16-point deficit.
Regardless of storming the ball back on Jacob Toby down wide. Jacob Toby again short with the shot. Something seems to be up there. I wonder, when he took that hard fall earlier, if the knee is bothering him again. Granted, he's allegedly healthy, but if the shot taking is bothering him, then that's certainly a loss of 30 feet. So we get the ball back out wide. Drives right upfield. Oh, excellent play there, and he is fouled, going for 2. His jumper might not be the best today, but Jacob Toby has certainly shown leadership and dribbling ability for Sturgis East. Toby commented that in the past, his knee has only hurt him when he's been making the jumper. It's not bothering him in his ability to run, which, being the fastest kid at Sturgis East, is definitely a good thing. Toby now going up
for two free throws, 51-35 right now, Sasha Christian.
Jacob Toby hitting his fourth free throw of the day. That gives him 13 points in the game.
.713 left in this fourth quarter, 51-36, Sasha Christian. You really wonder where this lead went, Mark. It's not as if Sturtis was playing too badly at any point, but a lot of turnovers, especially in that third quarter and the end of that second quarter, definitely cost them. Dagley on the ball now. Passes out wide to Kessler. Kessler back to Jones with Sasha Christian.
That is true, but as our soccer coach always said, it is not over until you choose to give up. Let's see how much heart this Sturgis Storm team has with 7 minutes to go in the fourth period.
Coach Hastings, certainly a great coach, one of the legends here at Sturgis East. Been part of the program for more than 8 years.
As number 44, Raphael Joseph, goes to the line. Score is still 51-37, South Shore Christian.
Just to sink that first free throw. Now it's 52-37, South Shore Christian. 6:58 left to go. Coach Kennedy appears to be subbing back in Jake LaMotte and Hunter Woodbury for one final hope of getting this game a little closer. 53-37 now, 16-point lead for South Shore Christian. Jacob Toby now on the ball, number 23. Tries the outlet pass to Sorgivens. Sorgivens back out wide to Hunter Woodbury. Woodbury says his options. Oh, great! Two there. With the and one for Cole Woodbury.
That gives him 10 points already in the game. His first game of the season with double digits.
Woodbury showing that his offensive ability can stretch as good as his defensive ability there with the two. 53-39 now. Woodbury going for the and one for one free throw here.
So they're just looking to cut their deficit down to 13 with this free throw. The 5 for Sturgis right now is Jacob Toby, 23, at shooting guard. Jake LaMotte, number 21, at point guard. Sora Givens, number 10, as the small forward. Cole Woodbury, number 2, as power forward. And Hunter Woodbury, number 14, in the center position.
Woodbury going for the shot now on the free throw. And is able to get it.
That is his 11th point of the day.
A little bit easier to manage now. 13-point lead. Will still take a lot of effort here for Sturgis Storm. Sasha Christian on the ball now. Now he passes way out wide to Jones. Jones tries the three. Cannot get it, but it's recovered by Kessler. Kessler tries. Oh, wow. Excellent flip play there. But oh, Toby. Wow.
Oh, three
Jacob
players
Toby
are on the ground.
Clinic there for dribbling. And gets the and one, baby. Let's go.
Three players were on the ground due to broken ankles by Jacob Toby.
Let's remind you folks, they actually did not break their ankles. It was just a simple, wow. Jacob Toby will likely play D3, and he's already gotten into Springfield College, Emerson College, among others. Wow. There's not much to say about that, folks, except that I wish we had a TV program here at Sturgis. You can see that yourselves. Dribbles by three defenders. Not even holding possession. I would be remiss not to shout out our excellent producer here, Parth Patel, one of my other good friends here. I've gone through, almost the entire game. Not shouting out my Indian friend, but here he is getting his credit. Parth Patel always working hard behind the scenes, making it all happen here for Sturgis East Storm Radio. Now, that play by Jacob Toby is the exact kind of leadership this team needs, Mark. Granted, they don't have many seniors, but now they're down by 10. It's 53-43 with South Shore Christian, but if Toby time starts coming around now, maybe they can make the comeback.
You know, we sure hope so. Jacob Toby, 15 points on the day. That leads both teams, but we're also going to want to see a role player step up. South Shore Christian has three players in double-digit points, and we're going to see if players such as Hunter Woodbury and Sora Gibbons can reach that mark.
It'll be Vasquez, Bagley, and Palmer with double digits for South Shore Christian. .629 left to go in this fourth quarter. Very important set of minutes here for the South Shore Christian Warriors as well as the Sturgis Storm. Luke Dagley dribbles up. Looks around, gets a nice pick there from Kessler. Dagley double covered, but gets a great pass back out wide to Palmer. Palmer goes to Kessler. Kessler tries the three. No. Ball still in the possession of South Shore Christian.
Hunter Warberry could not get the rebound. 53-43, South Shore Christian leads with 6 minutes and 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Some of the Sturgis East's woes may be attributed to the water damage from Sawyer Gibbons' iPhone, which did not allow him to listen to his regular playlist to help pump up for the game. And in this case, he had to turn on 106.1 WCOD to listen to Rolling in the Deep by Adele. And right now it looks like Sturgis East is rolling in the deep. We'll see if they can get out today.
All right. Well, I don't know what else to say to that except that, you know, singing to yourself might be a better option than relying on a playlist. Keep practicing in the shower, folks. Luke Dagley on the ball now for South Shore Christian. Cannot get the easy two there.
Vasquez with his fourth offensive rebound of the day, and he makes his layup. The score is now 55-43. South Shore Christian leads 5 minutes and 32 seconds to go in the half.
Hunter Warberry loses the ball now. Chauncey Palmer on the breakaway. Palmer goes to the two and gets the and one.
A very hard foul by Sawyer Gibbons. Some of his fatigue is showing.
Chauncey Palmer now gets 2 free throws. Sawyer Gibbons, great hustle play there sometimes. Just a little too much there on the foul. Not a bad foul to take, but in these situations, Sturgis East, they're really just looking for some points. Hunter Warberry, Jake Lamont, Jacob Toby will now be relied on to get some key points here in the last 5.5 minutes, hopefully even a 3. Jacob Toby now gets the ball. Toby, I want 100. Hunter tries the 2 on the jumper. No, short again. Sturgis East really struggling just to get the shots in the right distance.
It seems like they have a very early shot release that they have to, you know, figure out how to get back under control as they South Shore Christian makes another layup and scores 60-43. South Shore Christian has a 17-point lead with 5 minutes to go.
Jacob Toby, number 23 in the ball now, has the Hunter Woodbury. Hunter tries the 3. Not again. Bounces out, but oh!
Was that too late?
Great
though?
Play there by Cole Woodbury. Again, be the big man up top.
Cole Woodbury attempting for his 14th point of the day from his 8th free throw attempt.
To clarify, Woodbury scored in the layup there after rebounding Hunter Woodbury's missed shot. Woodbury will go for a 3rd in the and one. Currently 60-45 in favor of South Shore Christian. Jalen Jones subs in for Franz Joseph.
While they may be down, Jacobs Toby is still the Hanoush Jeweler impact performer of the game. 15 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds.
And Cole Woodbury gets the free throw there. Now 46-60.
Luke Dagley with a nice crossover.
Oh, almost a steal there by Toby.
Great.
But Jalen Jones recovers. Jones back out wide to Kessler. Kessler cannot keep it in. Appears to be certain he's falling, and it is. Now the time, Mark. 4:42 left on the clock. 60-46 now.
You know, I think all the junior fans want to see Carter Otis get his first couple minutes of the game. He just bought the new LeBron 12 sneakers for $250. Let's see if those will be in use and make their debut today.
Jacob Toby fouled there before he actually gets the shot off, but gets a nice flashy layup too. Toby definitely has the most flair on the third East team. Excuse me, the ref is able to call that 2 free throws. Good chance here by Storm. They think both. They'll cut the deficit 2-12 as South Shore Christian is leading 60-46. Mark, one thing to say about Carter Otis, he's a very low voice. I don't know what else to say about him. Otis on JV last year for the Sturgis Storm, making one of his first varsity appearances, really.
Carter Otis, his favorite song he told us today was "There's Always Tomorrow," but we need him today.
Jacob Toby takes his first free throw. Going for his second now. Oh, no. He doesn't. The rolls right out the rim and out. 60-47 now. South Shore Christian. Luke Dagley getting a lot of the ball in this fourth quarter. Definitely being relied on to hold on to it. Despite being double covered, sprays it out wide to Kessler. Kessler drives to the hoop. No. Goes to Jalen Jones. Jalen Jones tries the 3. Air ball there. But no, Nate Vasquez recovers and gets the and one.
The score is now 62-47. South Shore Christian with 4 minutes and 14 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
I tell you what, Mark, one could argue that Sturgis East had the same amount of hustle and the same amount of good play in the first half, but South Shore Christian, man, they just is kicking it a higher gear in the second half. Fortunately, Vasquez misses the second free throw. And Sorokin's great play there on the fast break.
Sorokin's his sixth, he now has 6 points on the game.
Sorokin's nice easy layup from Jacob Toby there. And now Sasha Christian the ball. Jalen Jones back to Dagley. Dagley looks out wide to Kessler. No, Toby steals the ball away. Toby goes on the fast break. Toby looks over his left and no, just shoots it himself. And he gets the end one! Jacob Toby, the senior captain for Sturdivant.
Jacob Toby, 18 points on the day. We'll see if he can get to 19. And he'll be looking for his fourth 20-point game of the season.
Jacob Toby well on his way to becoming the second player in Sturdivant East history, second to Max Young, who graduated just 3 years ago. Toby really needs only to average 15, 16 points for the rest of the season, but he's well above that, already above 20 here. 62-51 in favor of South Shore Christian, 3:49 left. And Toby, really, really good with his free throw shooting today.
Jacob Toby has 19 points, but I'm sure he would trade 1,000 points just for 10 wins in this game.
Toby, definitely a team player for Sturdivant East. Always known for being a good captain, good leader, and a great teammate. Almost choked up there. I was thinking about soccer there, Mark. South Shore Christian on the ball with Luke Dagley. 62-52, 3:27 left to go. Kessler tries to pass, defended excellently by Liam Prendergast. And 3 seconds on the shot clock, 2 seconds, 1 second. Tries the buzzer beater, three.
Scores now.
Before the shot clock is out, 65-52. South Shore Christian, tough break there. And Toby now has the ball for Sturdivant East. Fouled, oh no.
Looks like double dribbling for Jacob Toby. That is a turnover at the most unfortunate time.
He was double covered by two South Shore Christian players, Kessler and Dagley. So we clearly did not agree with the coach. Jacob is not one to complain to the ref by any means. So if I were a Cape Cod ref, I would have thought, well, this guy never complains, but he has an issue here. They're just like, hey, I must have made the wrong decision. Sasha Christian on the ball now, 65-52 after a foul from Jacob Toby on the dribble. Kessler will prepare to feed it out wide to Jalen Jones. 65-52, 3 minutes left.
Number 14 dribbles up court. That is Jalen Jones with the pass to number 33, Kessler Bondieu.
He might not be French, but he's certainly good at basketball. Oh no, Sorokin, after recovering on a rebound, tries to pass it out wide to Toby. It's deflected and stolen by Nate Vasquez. Vasquez tries for the layup, and he is fouled in the process. Sasha Christian gets another two. Luke Dagley, rather, getting these two free throw shots, 65-52, South Shore Christian.
Luke Dagley was held to just 3 points in the first half, but then he went on a roll and scored 12 more points en route to now what is now 16 points in the game.
Dagley completes his first free throw. And here it is.
Carter
Otis. The local Chatham boy. Carter Otis.
Donning the new LeBron 12s.
Man, do they look fine.
Carter was seen with a beautiful dunk in warm-up.
It would be nice to have that in the real game here, Mark. Sturdivant East is down by 15, 67-52, 2:37 left to go.
We're really waiting for the turning moment in Sturdivant.
Carter Otis here, the ball. Carter Otis, this is off his own. Oh, no, he's double-covered, triple-covered even, and he gives away the ball. Kessler steals it now. Kessler goes to the layup, tries the behind-the-back shot, but he is fouled anyway. And I'll fear that he goes for two.
If I could make a recommendation, I would say Carter buys another pair of LeBron 12s and puts them on his hands because they're that magical.
Well, let's just try to win this stupid game first.
The score is 52-67. South Shore Christian Academy is leading with the 15 points. And there is 2 minutes and 23 seconds in the fourth quarter as number 33, Kessler Bondieu, this is his first free throw attempt.
Definitely not French, Mark. But you keep telling yourself that, but he's really not French. Kessler here with the second free throw. 67-52. Misses the second. Recovered by Liam Prendergast. El Presidente gets the rebound there for Sturdivant.
And I do not think Liam is Hispanic.
It's all right, though. It's all right. You know what? Okay, you win there. Jacob Toby now on the ball, number 23. 2 minutes left. So, oh, triple covered and loses the ball. Turner should, he really should have given the ball away earlier here.
Jacob Toby trying to do too much. He is one of the greatest players in Sturgis history, but just trying to do too much on that play.
Jalen Jones with the ball now. Jones leads it. Oh, excellent play there by South Shore Christian. The 1-2 pass, that'll get 30 seats every time, unfortunately, in this game. As Chauncey Palmer added to his score. Now Toby in the ball, trying to get some points back. Toby down low for Liam Prentice. Liam Prentice fouled in the shot. We'll get two. 69-52 now, South Shore Christian. 1:39 left to go here. Liam Prentice, a resident of Sandwich, along with many students here at Sturgis East. Sandwich, unfortunately, whether the high school likes it or not, they are definitely a feeder school of Sturgis East. Liam Prentice does not get his first free throw. Prentice now going for his second free throw of the game.
A minute and 39 remaining in the game. 69-52, South Shore Christian Academy is leading. 10 fouls for South Shore Christian. And this is probably because Sturgis East has gone 30% from the free throw line. They really want to limit their opportunities.
Prentice here on the second free throw. Oh, just misses that one. But great hustle play there. The ball was clearly with South Shore Christian, yet don't tell it to Carter Otis. He was ready to battle it out.
Carter Otis, 24, also the number of Kobe Bryant.
That's probably just a coincidence, but it's fine. All right, 1:36 left to go on the clock, 69-52 in favor of South Shore Christian. This game has certainly fallen away from the Sturgis Storm. Sturgis East 3-5 going into this, and they were really looking to build off the impressive momentum from the Cagcott Academy game. They look to have had it, Mark, especially even from those first two quarters, but oh my goodness, with that third quarter just epically horrible with turnovers.
As number 14, I believe that is my French friend, Kinsler Bundet. And he made a wide open layup. Sturgis really has to do better on containing people.
Sir Gibbons loses the ball again for Sturgis East now. South Shore Christian. Oh, what a block! By Liam Prendergast. Even if they don't win the game, they just won the highlight reel. Oh, Jacob Toby. Wow, another impressive run of dribbling there by Toby. He gets two for a free throw. Toby visibly disappointed, though. One other good thing about Jacob Toby shows definitely how good of a leader he is. Regardless of how the game is working, he's only really disappointed in himself. He will never be disappointed with his team. He's always saying and he's always thinking, what can I do to be better? 71-52 now. This game has certainly gotten away from the Sturgis East Storm. Jacob Toby now scoring on his first free throw now, 18-point deficit.
Jacob Toby, most notable for singing Come On Get Higher by Matt Nathanson in his 106 WCOD audition.
For Cape Idol, for the...
But right now, I'm sure he's singing Come On Get Higher to the scoreboard of Sturgis East.
That is a great point, Mark. Liam Prendergast steals the ball with the steal. It's only the fast break. So he tries to dribble, oh, feeds it to Carter Otis hesitates. Misses the shot completely, and South Shore Christian recovers on the rebound. However, as Sora Gibbons was trying to get that rebound, South Shore Christian appeared to have fouled him. East gets the ball back. 42 seconds left. East down by 19. Toby tries the three. Oh, short again. His jumper has not been the best today. Liam Prentice tries to feed it out wide to Tarver. It's stolen away by Jalen Jones. Jones feeds it out wide to Kessler. Kessler goes for the two and gets the win. 28 seconds left, 73.
It will take a miracle, but it will also take Jake Lamont.
Jake Lamont currently on the bench,
So I'm not sure what this coach is doing right now. We can see number 14, Kyle Bondier, pick up the ball.
15.5 seconds here left, 73-54, South Shore Christian.
Really a heartbreaker after Sturgis' Monday and Friday wins. Monday and Wednesday, I'm sorry.
Jacob Toby passes it out down low to Evan Tarbert. Tarbert fouled in the shot. He'll get two here.
14 seconds to go.
Sturgis East has not been bad offensively. Just their turnovers have killed them. They've had at least 15 turnovers in this game, 17 to be exact, many of which were in the third and fourth quarter.
Evan Tarbert misses the first free throw, and he will attempt to miss the second one in order to get the offensive rebound because Sturgis East really needs a three. Good
and
job on missing a free throw. But
Liam cannot get it there, and Jalen Jones starts off with the ball. Sturgis East does not foul. 5 seconds left, 4, 3, 2, and 1. No. Jacob Toby fouls Jalen Jones, 0.2 seconds left to go. South Shore Christian gets the ball with a bonus.
You know, time,
so two free throws here.
Time is really against Sturgis East right now.
That's the most obvious statement you have said this entire night, Mark.
The team with the most points will probably win.
Mark Gustinelli, future HL math student here. I'll tell you, kids. I mean, folks, this kid is a wonder boy here. Statistician, commentator, maybe the best and worst pun game in the history of Sturgis.
But you can call me Mark.
But you can just call him Mark. 73-54 here left. The game is just about to close out. 0.2 seconds here.
Although, many teachers do call me by my nickname, Kevin.
I wonder why.
It may be our similar appearance.
They always say that your brothers live in the shadow of their older ones.
Carter Otis with the beautiful rebound, but not a beautiful game.
Game's over there. 74-54, 20 points.
How did they lose
loss
that?
There. Sturgis East had a 10
well, I mean,
point
besides
lead in that first quarter, giving that up almost tragically there, Mark, in that fourth quarter here. And especially in that third quarter, their turnovers absolutely killed them. Leading scorers of the game, Jacob Toby with 21 points, Chauncey Palmer with 18 for South Shore Christian. Disappointing loss here for Sturgis East, Mark. Now, how do you think they need to regroup and do better going forward?
Right now, as the second half of the season goes on, it will be a true testament of their endurance as they face Falmouth Academy at home on Wednesday. They really need to win this game if they want to make the state tournament.
That'll close out the game for here, folks. Once again, 74-54 in favor of South Shore Christian. East moves to a 3-6 record. They'll be looking to regroup next week. So long at Hyannis Youth and Community Center, and good night.
How did they lose that game?